Good afternoon, New England Solid Waste.
Hi, is Wayne there?
Who's calling?
Yeah, this is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff.
Hold on. Let me check. I'm not sure if he's here or not. Hold on.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, is this Wayne?
Yeah.
Hey, Wayne. This is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Good.
Good, good. Yeah, I just wanted to touch base with you. I know I spoke with Roy yesterday.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure. I mean, did he talk with you at all?
Just that you guys talked, that's all.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I was talking to him, and he said you guys, you know, may have another plan for adding on that dump truck, you know, the fleet for the food side of the business.
Yeah.
Removal. Yeah, I just want to see, you know, when you were looking, you know, to bring that on or what you were kind of looking at. Because I know you guys are...
I mean, we don't have a date, Dan. That's, you know, we're hoping.
Right.
They got to happen, that's all.
Yeah.
Agreement that it's going to happen, and when we do, you are going to be the guy we call.
All right. Sounds good. Yeah, I mean, because I definitely like to, you know, help you out and,
we appreciate it, really.
Yeah. Yeah, so whatever, you know, is, and what do you guys
well,
have
he didn't
to...
tell you I had a date, did he?
No. He just told me to double check with you, and I just was kind of just... I guess taking your pulse as you were seeing what you were like feeling like
I mean,
on that
no,
side.
We're just trying, you know, working on things. That's all. Anyway,
right.
We're assuming that something's gonna happen. When it does, then we're gonna need some help. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. No. He's told me you guys were trying to expand and you know that very lucrative side of the business. It's good. It's good for you guys as far as like the food removal. Saying you guys. Don't really have that much competition. Yeah, it's great, you know,
it's
spot to be in.
Bored though, that's the problem.
Say that again. It kind of broke
tough
up.
To get people on board, you know, that will do it. It's you know.
Right.
Getting new business is not easy.
Right. Yeah, I hear
right.
you.
Got it. It's tough. It's tough.
Yeah.
But you know, they there's some that want it. But if they don't want it, you know, some they want it, but when they see the extra work into it, you know what I'm saying? Then
right.
Work, it's an extra step, you know.
Mm.
It's like recycling. You gotta recycle. You gotta start separating things. And then this is just something else.
Right.
And a lot of times people, they think they want to do it, and then you spend all kinds of time with them, and at the end they decide not to.
Right. So, like, basically, you guys would have them separate, like, just straight-up food from like plastics and other stuff like that in that way. Okay.
Yeah.
And do you have like a contracts with the dumps that you take it to or whatever you guys?
No. Well, it's like goes to compost facilities.
Oh, cool. All right. So they basically.
It's compost.
Okay. That makes sense. So yeah, then they
but
just use it.
There's still a cost to it. You see, it's not.
Right.
There's a cost to it.
Right.
It costs money.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, I mean, you can take a little bit, you can take so much out of the rubbish, you might be able to get a few dollars off your rubbish bill, but by the time you throw the cost of the food waste on, I mean, there's no real savings. You just kind of got to want, you know, some people want to do it.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, why they would want to do it, and they, you know, once it on there, and it's just easier for the business to just get rid of waste that way. Is it cheaper than normal? You know, removal, or is it?
Well, it is, but in the whole scheme of things, it doesn't, you don't save money, really, either.
Right.
So, you know, a lot of times now you throw it out there, well, it's going to cost this much. Okay, well, now your dumpster bill might come down a little bit, but your cost of the food waste is still there. So
right.
So a little bit more than what you were paying. Now, on top of that, you got another, you got something else to do. You got to make sure that the food waste comes out of your trash. Another step.
Right, and I know people are not easy, you know, to agree to that, you know.
And, you know, if some one person might want to do it, but you got 10 people under you, and, you know, now you got to make sure that they all kind of follow through with it also. So that's what makes it difficult.
Right. No, I understand.
But it's there. It's, you know, we do well with it, but it's just, it's hard to expand. It's
right.
It's a challenge.
Yeah, it's definitely a challenge.
Yeah.
No, I wish there had to be some, like, benefit you guys could, like, have for that or something. I know that the regular trash goes down lower, but
yeah, but by the, you know, it's hard to you cannot make it a savings. That's the problem.
Right.
Because
yeah, I'm sure
you need that service. You still need that. So now there's another truck going there.
Yeah.
But that truck has, you know, we can't go there for nothing. You know
right.
What I am?
Exactly. Yeah, you got to make it too.
And the rubbish truck's still got to go there, and he's not going to go there for nothing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what have you done?
Right.
But we're just, you know, we plug along. We're trying.
Yeah. No, I hear you. That's definitely a good idea. I was just trying to think, like, I'm sure you've thought of all the ways that you can make it, you know, go in different areas, as you probably know way better. Yeah, it is a difficult situation. But,
yeah.
I hope everything starts, you know, turn around for you guys, and you can at least...
Yeah, that's why, you know, they did kind of mandate it, but the state hasn't really... You know, they haven't really
enforced it. Yeah.
So,
like, they mandate that you have to separate your food waste, but they don't.
If
really.
if you produce like a ton a week.
Oh, okay.
I mean, so they don't make everybody do it. It's more, you know, the larger.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. Just for that type of waste, because they're obviously putting out so much, you know, they're trying to, I guess, save the landfills more, I'm not sure.
Yeah, they're trying to take it out of the landfill, so that's correct.
Right, okay. Yeah, and the compost, they just basically use it, yeah, it's like fertilizer, so back of the plants.
Yeah.
That's, okay, that makes sense. Well, yeah, I've definitely now it sounds like it's like more of a new thing, so probably it's more expensive, but I'm sure they'll find ways, you know, make it cheaper. Like, same thing with recycling, like you said earlier, you know, how everyone kind of like was slow to take it, and then now it's, you know,
yeah,
everywhere.
Yeah, it always gets off to a slow start.
Right, right. Well, yeah, I mean, you're getting everything together and gearing up. It's, yes, you're foreseeing this. It's definitely a way you can, you know, take advantage of it and make some money, for sure.
Like, we do all the, like all the Hannafords and Eastern Mass and Southern Maine and Southern New Hampshire.
Oh, okay. Are you guys hoping to, you know, expand more throughout the states, like down south any, or?
Well, when I say Eastern Mass, where are you?
And we're looking at San Diego, so I'm trying to picture.
Oh, right, you don't know.
No, I don't know. Eastern Massachusetts, right?
Eastern Massachusetts.
Yeah. When I say
Mass, New Hampshire, Maine, you probably can't even pick exactly where. You know, it's in the eastern part of the country, but
right. But I've been to Boston before. We were like trying to think where I think there is called like, is it Peabody over there?
Oh yeah. That's not even a half an hour. That's like 20 minutes, 15-20 minutes from here.
Oh, no kidding. Okay, so yeah, I was over there, but I was younger when I went out there. It was for like a wedding. But, yeah, I remember it, you know, certain parts. But, yeah, I remember them talking about, like, Peabody Road and then I was out there. I really like it. Like, Boston's beautiful.
Yeah. How long ago were you out here?
Man, I want to say it was a while. It must have been, like, 10 years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was a while ago.
When you say you were really young, how old are you?
I'm 25.
Okay, so you're about 15.
Yeah, I was like, I mean, I wasn't young enough to where I didn't remember, but like, as far as like, I wasn't paying attention to the roads or anything like that, you know, to get exact. My mom used to, or my mom's family, my grandmother used to live out in New Jersey, like Marlton.
Yep.
Yeah, you ever go through Jersey or? ever?
Oh, well, yeah. Well, I've been through it, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, it's 9 day different.
I had a cousin that was going to get married there, and then we went to an engagement party, and then the wedding never happened, so.
Oh, man.
And I've been through that, you know. Just
yeah. Yeah, it's cool. Yeah, I like that area a lot. I like the East Coast. It's you guys got great food out there, and like just the vibes and everything. But yeah, I like California too. But I've never been in New York though. I always wanted to go.
Right.
Yeah.
No rush. No, you gotta go sometime.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I want to check it out. But yeah, like I said, Wayne, it was good catching up with you. You know, I know I spoke with Roy yesterday, kind of got an idea, and then, yeah, you explained even more. I understand, like, now why you're waiting completely, just because it is a new thing. And, but it sounds like you got a good plan.
It's been a while, though. I mean, but it's just, you know.
Right, yeah, I see it, like,
actually,
I can definitely.
They do quite a bit in California with the food waste, don't they?
I'm pretty sure, I wasn't too familiar with it, honestly. But, yeah, I know they do, like, they're heavy on recycling and stuff like that. So I'm sure they are, you know, given it's California. Yeah. But, yeah, that's definitely, it sounds like you do have something, you know, lined up, and I could see it taking off for sure.
Yeah, so, like I said, we're just plugging along. The time will come.
All right, sounds good. Well, yeah.
We'll need some stuff, so.
Okay, well, if that need arises or something else comes up, you know, feel free to reach out, and we'll like to help you out and get stuff going for you.
Well, I greatly appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem, Wayne. Well, take care.
Have a great weekend.
Hey, you too. Thanks, man. Thank you.
All right.
Bye. Uh-huh.